Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.ag. And for this week only, get a 110% sign-on bonus. 110% of your initial deposit by using code NEXTROUND. That's MyBookie.ag, code NEXTROUND.
Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown, and Rockstar. Live from the Birmingham Racecourse Casino Studios, the next round, presented by Bud Light, is on now.
That 30 seconds of silence there is a new campaign ad with our friends at Roback, roback.com. 30 seconds for you to think about what you can buy from our friends at Roback. Just go to roback.com and use the promo code TNR20. TNR20. If you're wondering where it all happened, it was Roback giving you silence to think about the comfort of their new wear. Roback.com, promo code TNR20. Jim Dunaway, Lance Taylor, Ryan Brown off today, back with us tomorrow. Rockstar Tyler and Forrester back there. Lunsford is off. And we've got a Taylor Korn in the social media area. EG's out in the lobby doing some work there. Reed and Kelsey managing the business up here. Everybody working for you as we get closer and closer to football season. We're going to talk a little football here. And we'll keep you updated on any portal news that happens in basketball or anything that moves on that front. Forrester's got an eye on that, so does Little T for me there. But Bill Connelly, one of my favorites, at ESPN.com has a story out. And we'll jump into that after LT tells us about New York Butcher Shop.
Yeah, I got a text from our friend Jim just a minute ago. He wanted me to let Brown know. Apparently, this is his favorite barbecue sauce and rub, Head Country. He said, we've got it in stock now. So many different things in New York Butcher Shop. You were talking about the meat sticks. He's got great meat sticks to go, kind of to snack on. But, of course, the go-to, the finest and certified Angus prime beef steaks, burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, all-natural chicken cut to order just for you, chef-prepared entrees, side dishes, perfect dinner-to-go choice for you and your family. Don't forget about those huge deli sandwiches as well. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, New York Butcher Shop, one-stop dinner shop, two locations, Cava Heights, Highway 119 and Greystone, New York Butcher Shop, rare quality, well-done service.
All right, man. Bill Connelly at ESPN.com writes about business and college football, and he says, this is the question, six takeaways from the spring college football transfer portal. Has it changed the way you perceive some teams in the pursuit of a college football playoff and or a championship? All right. Let's go Colorado first because they're moving to the Big 12. And I'm going to go back on this show, and I didn't pull it up, but I think it was probably after week three that the script flipped a little bit, and I think at least one of us, if not all of us, thought at some point Dion would win a Big 12 championship as they moved to the Big 12. Now, we have a choice. We've, of course, changed our opinion since then. In fact, you and I have said we don't even think he's coaching Colorado next year.
Yeah,
after this year.
I don't know. Maybe in the moment got caught up and said that. I remember when he took the job, I thought it was going to be kind of disastrous. Then I was blown away after the TCU win. The only thing I would say about the transfer portal when it relates to Colorado, the only chance they ever have in winning a championship is because of the portal.
Because of the portal. Dion now says, forget NFL rumors or anything else. I'm at Colorado for the next 5 to 10 years, he said this week. I don't believe that still.
I don't believe. Well, let me ask you this. If he goes 1-11 and wants to stay, do they keep him? Because he still is a brand ambassador, good or bad. There's still a lot of eyeballs that are on Dion.
No. They keep him. They have to at this point.
I mean, because, you know, nobody else has had success there.
Because they're all in with him. They're all in with him. Bill Connelly says Colorado has more potential stars, but even less depth. Do you think they're closer to a Big 12 championship now than they were going into last year for their chance to maybe even make a bowl game?
Well, the good is Oklahoma and Texas are out. The bad is I just don't know how much better the roster is. I don't think so. And I've heard a lot of people say, hey, this is going to be a much better Colorado team. The schedule's more forgiving. I think the schedule's difficult based on the new Big 12. Like, I don't think the Big 12 is one of the top three or four conferences. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess it is now. Maybe the Big 12 is number three right now over the ACC. Would you go Big 12 over ACC?
As far as more quality teams, yes.
Yeah, I think I would too.
I think at the top, Florida State, maybe Miami and Clemson, maybe better. Those three may be able to go to the Big 12 and win the championship. Yeah. But the depth all the way through, I do think the Big 12 is deeper. That gets me to one more from Bill Connelly here. Two rosters have been reconstructed. The construction process continues. And going along as good or better than expected. One of those is Miami. I'll ask you, because you are high on Miami right now. With the portal this offseason, what Miami has done, including adding top running back, top wide receiver this weekend, do you think Miami is in the conversation to win an ACC championship and make the playoffs?
I do. I think there's, you know, you mentioned it, Clemson, Florida State, but what Florida State lost, Clemson just seems kind of stuck in mud right now, not championship level. Now, we're talking about a Miami team that was 7-6 last year. We looked at their schedule. They're probably going to be favored in 9 or 10 games. They've got a chance. You know, Miami at 10-2 winning the ACC championship obviously is in a college football playoff. But, yeah, I don't know if it comes down to transfer portal. Cristobal's a pretty good recruiter to begin with.
The other name is going to excite some of you. You need to read the whole thing, Bill Connelly, ESPN.com. But he says the other roster construction underway and going ahead of schedule, most likely, is the Auburn Tigers. Second-year Auburn head coach Hugh Freeze had a couple things to improve on. 102nd in passer success rate and depth on the defensive line. He's done that with an unbelievable recruits and signings in the receiving core. And then we've seen everything that he's brought in off of the edge rush and stuff. Auburn is one of the highlighted teams, according to Bill Connelly, who've improved themselves in the portal.
Yeah, to me it comes down to Peyton Thorne, a guy that they got in the portal a couple of years ago. How good is he going to be? You know, Auburn is bad statistically as they were last year. They were in a lot of games. You know, and I'll stick by this. If they would have been focused on New Mexico State, they win that game. They should have held on. Against Alabama, just a miraculous play there at the end. And I think if they win those games, you know, they're sitting at that point 8-4 going into a bowl game against Maryland, probably a lot of momentum, and that probably changes the mentality. Could have won 9 games, and I think the narrative this year coming into the season would be much different with the Auburn Tigers. But I do think they've got playmakers now. To me, it comes down, the defense is going to be improved. It comes down to how consistent can Peyton Thorne be.
The next part of this, also interesting, two teams that were trying to hold her on, and has the playoffs changed, the perception of the playoff race changed since February after I tell you that Champy's Chicken brings you this hour every day. Our friends on Highway 119 in Alabaster, Sterling and the crew, champieschicken.com. Southern Fried Chicken, brined overnight, hand-cut chicken fingers, Mississippi Delta recipe tamales, perfect for lunch and dinner. Date nights are great. A great bar area there, and also tailgating and to-go orders right there with championschicken.com. The two biggest coaching changes, Jim Harbaugh and Nick Saban, according to Bill Connelly, he thinks Alabama and Michigan held their own, which is a good thing to do. Do you think either Alabama or Michigan hurt their chances of being playoff contenders since the coaching change?
I do not, especially for Alabama. Michigan maybe so, maybe a little bit more so. I mean, you had 13 guys get drafted off that Michigan team. It was a Michigan record. You're losing a quarterback. You're losing one of the best running backs, arguably, in the history of Michigan. You're losing two major guys up front defensively for Michigan. Yeah, I think Michigan's going to take some steps backwards. Alabama, I mean, they've got to take, well, I don't know if they have to take a step backwards from last year, but I would be surprised if Alabama's not in the playoffs this year.
You know, I'm starting to feel that way, too. And then Bill Connelly says, listen, nothing has changed since he put out his power ranking in February to where we sit here entering May. So the portal, spring practice, departures, incoming players, nothing has moved him enough to where he's juggled his top 11 some, but nothing has changed who he thinks the real playoff contenders are. And here, if you forget who the top 11 were, these were the teams. Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas were his top four. Michigan and Alabama. and he feels like maybe Alabama's over Michigan now. Penn State and Ole Miss, he says he feels like Ole Miss is ahead of Penn State now. Notre Dame, LSU, Missouri were his top 11 teams. Now, transfer spot at the bottom, Florida State is an ACC team, would bounce in there, and then you would have to go down and get Utah as a Big 12 team to bounce in there. So not all 11 of those would make the playoffs, but he feels like those are still the 11 best teams, just in a little bit different order after the transfer portal and everything. Maybe Ohio State and Georgia flip-flops. Georgia's one, Ohio State two. Maybe it goes the other way around. Maybe Alabama five, Michigan six. Maybe Ole Miss seven, Penn State eight. But usually this, still the same 11 for him through the signing day, through the portal.
Yeah, and of those 11, how many teams can realistically win a national championship? Again, a lot different. You know, we saw TCU 2 years ago. They had to win one game to play for a national championship, and they were able to do that. Ultimately lost that game going away to Georgia. But it's going to be different winning national championships now. So you can, you know, I know there was a time where we could say, hey, these 11 to 13 to 15 teams could get to a college football playoff. But really, that number has shrunk on how many teams can win a national championship. And I think it's down to four or five.
Do you think Missouri ends up being as good as everyone is projecting them to be?
Probably not. I mean, Eli Drinkwitz, Missouri under the radar last year, coming back this year, the expectations off 11 wins is going to be, for Missouri fans, I don't think for college football fans, for them to get to a college football playoff, but anything less than 10 wins is going to be disappointing. And there's their schedule right now. I mean, they're definitely going to open 4-0. And then once they roll into October, I mean, the schedule.
I mean, UMass and A&M.
The only game that doesn't look winnable is in Tuscaloosa.
Well, I mean, Alabama, Oklahoma, South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas to end. I mean, that's a 10 win or better schedule. And they've got a guy that's going to be a first round draft pick in Luther Burden.
Yeah.
And they got a quarterback coming back that can deliver him the football.
Yeah, that's the thing. Brady Cook was so consistent. Didn't turn the football over last year. Cody Schrader was one of the better running backs, almost 1,700 rushing yards last year. And you mentioned Luther Burden III. We did our top five players. I had him number one for me. I think he's fantastic. Can do so many different things. Defensively, how good are they going to be?
The 12-20 from Bill Conley back in February, which one of these jump that have a chance to really do something special? Florida State, A&M, Oklahoma, Tennessee, Clemson, Utah, Kansas State, Arizona, Oklahoma State. Of those nine schools, which one jumps to, for you? Is it Florida State? Do you think they've done enough to maintain something?
I think they've lost too much.
They brought in a lot of Alabama guys.
You lost your best two receivers. You lost your quarterback. You lost
Mike
Your
Elko.
Two best defensive linemen.
Mike Elko's at Texas A&M.
Yeah, so who knows what we're going to get there. I think the Big 12 champion's interesting. Because, again, I think the Big 12 is going to be better than advertised, and I think it comes down to the Kansas teams, Kansas, Kansas State, and Utah. And I think whoever wins it, you should have, at least with Kansas and Utah, elite quarterback play with Jalen Daniels and Cam Rising back.
If both of them stay healthy, those are two game-changing quarterbacks there. Miami's in the mix of being a surprise team for you in the ACC. We will, of course, in a few weeks, 117 days until week zero, about that time to get to our big bowl predictions. We'll do that show again coming up in a few weeks as we do all of our summer fun stuff, including our 40 and 40 countdown, which starts in a few weeks as well, getting us ready for college football season. Trash is on the other side. The show is being brought to you by our friends at Precision Sports and Orthopedics, part of the Brookwood Baptist family here. Listen, whether you're playing with the kids, tweaking your back, playing on the 9-foot goal out in the yard, playing soccer with them, teaching them how to kick a soccer ball, or playing a little one-on-one out in the front yard and twist that knee or hinge that back up, twist that back up, they'll get you back to work and back in the game. Precision Sports and Orthopedics, 205-512-3885 to make an appointment, or go online to get more details, precisionsportsortho.com/2024. They've got providers in the area. They work with you not only to diagnose you, but to help you through the rehab process. Just unbelievable customer support that they give you. As they say, orthopedic care is better together. PrecisionSportsOrtho.com/2024 or call Precision Sports 205-512-3885.
Everything Alabama, all the time. Subscribe and set alerts at Roll Tide Pods on YouTube and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fire damage to your home or business is something you never want to consider. Ryan Brown here from The Next Round. But in the horrible event it happens, DryTech is here to help. They respond quickly and will reply to you within 20 minutes when you call 205-637-0143. They're working for you, the customer, not the insurance company. They've got five crews ready to go 24/7. Don't call the insurance company first. Call DryTech. Just remember this website, mydrytech.com. That is mydrytech.com.
Every day, someone is ridiculed and mocked for the clothing they chose to wear. It's a harsh reality we all must face. But you have the chance to change all of that with one visit to nextround.store. For just a few minutes of browsing, you will observe so many clothing options, from hats to hoodies to t-shirts. Please, for yourself or someone you love, go to nextround.store and embrace the warmth of true attire.
Birmingham's favorite lawn party returns to Greystone for the region's tradition May 8th through 12th. Watch the Legends of the Game at Greystone and check out the Celebrity Pro-Am featuring Charles Barkley, Nick Saban, Kalen DeBoer, Hugh Freeze, and country superstar Riley Green. Enjoy the fun in the sun at the White Claw Watering Hole and Casamigos Club, and don't miss the food trucks and the Friday concert featuring the Black Jacket Symphony. The region's tradition. Buy your tickets today.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show presented by Amfirst coming up May 12th through the 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. Free public admission. It's Bama's biggest in-water boat show. Over 100 boats and vehicles on display. Vendors, food trucks, live music all weekend long. Fireworks show on Friday night. How about this? Free Velcro Pygmies concert coming up on Saturday. Mother's Day is Sunday. They're going to take care of mom with free mimosas all day on Sunday. For more information for this incredible event, go online, LoganMartinLakeFest.com.
Stop by the New York Butcher Shop and pick up the finest in certified Angus prime beef steaks and burgers, premium pork chops, ribs, and all-natural chicken cut to order just for you. Their chef-prepared entrees and side dishes are the perfect dinner-to-go choice for your family and are ready to heat at home. With a great selection of fine wines and desserts, the New York Butcher Shop is your one-stop dinner shop. Two locations to serve you, Cahaba Heights and on Highway 119 in Greystone, the New York Butcher Shop. Rare quality, well-done service.
Golf season is here, and if you're looking for a great golf course with affordable rates, you need to check out the newly renovated Woodward Golf Club. Woodward Golf Club is a semi-private club with membership opportunities available, but is also open to the public. You can book tee times online at this hidden gem by going to golfwoodward.com. For only $195 per month, you can enjoy unlimited golf 7 days a week. Membership includes discounted cart fees, unlimited range balls, and the use of our practice facilities. For more information on memberships and the course, check us out online at golfwoodward.com.
Hey, back with you on the next round. Auburn grad Taylor Korn in here with us now. This part of the show being brought to you by Hemp Hill. LT will tell you about Hemp Hill in a second. Mina Kimes tweets out earlier, actually yesterday, what's in your backpack that would keep you from getting drafted in the NFL draft? Joel Klatt, friend of the show, writes this. In my backpack right now, a five-year-old Pepto-Bismol chewable tablets that he's had for 5 years, a set of free headphones for airplane TV, a CoverGirl compact for his TV use, and generic Toradol for potential kidney stone. Now, your backpack is heavier than any backpack I've ever lifted. Here are things I've got in mind while you think about yours.
Okay.
I've got some lip balm. I have a mixed bottle of pills, not separated. They're all thrown into one bottle that has some Advil, some Tylenol, and some Toradol. It's important that you know which shape each one is, just for various pains if I need them. I have a Patrick in the chat room's Final Four t-shirt that I bought for him in Phoenix. And until he picks it up, I just keep it in my backpack in case I bump into him. I have a random spoon. Like not
for your yogurt.
Not a plastic spoon. like one from our kitchen, like a heavy spoon.
Why would you not have like plastic flatware and the packaging?
I think it would crush in my bag. I've got a random $20 bill. Don't know why I keep it in there, but a random $20 bill. And I, what I think is the dumbest thing that I keep in my backpack, my extra key for my car, which probably should be at home, but it's in my backpack, where if I lose my backpack, sometimes my other key is in my backpack. So there's a chance that if I lost my backpack on a certain situation, I lose both my keys.
Or lock your backpack in your car.
Which would be an asinine move by me with both keys on the inside.
Yeah, that
What's in your backpack?
Oh my gosh, what isn't in my backpack?
Yeah, really.
It started, you commenting on the weight of it, it started when I would put it in my passenger seat on the way to work in the morning, it would start beeping, saying that whoever's sitting there doesn't have their seatbelt on.
Heavy enough to put the sensors
on. Yes, however much that weighs. And I was like, this is why my back hurts. I have, when we're traveling is when it's so heavy. When we're traveling, I typically have two iPads, a notebook, paper and pen, two iPad charger, phone charger, two mic cords, two microphones, mic flags, the little separator, the cord that connects the mics to my phone, a lot of medication, hand sanitizer, gum.
I just didn't realize.
Oh my god, gum!
It looked heavy, but I thought it was more like you had a couple of hoodies in there or something.
No,
because remember, I kind of tugged on the back. I think we were in Auburn.
Yes, we were, because the press conference was about to start.
Yeah, and she was going down. Like, I just did a mini tug, and I had to get,
because it weighs almost as much as her. So you got the shell going in the backwards way on the turtle.
I almost hit the floor.
Any snacks? Do you keep a certain snack in there?
Oh, I keep a bag of Jolly Ranchers. Sometimes in the sides, I'll have like a granola bar or something like that.
Yeah,
hair ties
in your bag,
chapstick.
LT. You kept something for years. I remember when we were in radio that was always in your bag. I forget what it was.
So in my bag, nothing exciting. There was a knife in my bag. Do you remember that?
Maybe that's what it was. You brought it up on the show one day that you have in your bag.
I remember I was taking my bag. We were traveling somewhere, and we went through
security.
Yeah, TSA. And they stopped me, and they came over, and they flipped out this. They were like, sir, you've got contraband. I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they flipped out this knife that was, I mean, it's probably, the blade was, I don't know, six, seven inches.
Wow.
Yeah, I just had it in the bag. I wasn't thinking about anything about it. And they were like, you can run it back to your car, or we're going to confiscate. And I was like, you're going to confiscate it, because I really don't care.
Yeah.
I don't have anything exciting. I got a journal in there. I've got... I used to keep a Clif Bar in there. I told Lil T today that Jack broke the bad news over the weekend that they did their list of the 10 most unhealthy junk foods, and Clif Bar was number 9. So much for that being a quick little, you know, power snack.
Trez tries to fool you, make it look healthy.
They do.
That guy's slinging off the cliff.
Yes, I don't have anything exciting. And I really don't. I leave my bag here unless it's the weekend. So I don't even take my bag.
You don't take your bag. Mm-hmm. It seemed like you had something back in the radio days. Rockstar, you roll around with a bag. I would imagine you got guitar picks.
No, I got a microphone with a cord. I have got my iPad in there. I have got Advil. I've got, looks like, 3 loose Pepto-Bismol. I don't know how long they've been there. I don't think I would take them.
5 years, according to Joe Clapp, for his.
And then, there's just, like, random, or there's, like, a receipt for something. Like, it's just, my bag's useless. It's just, like, it's a security blanket right now. But, yeah, it's got some headphones, extra headphones, and an extra adapter for my headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're probably thinking about the bag I used to keep in my car that had, like, deodorant, toothbrush, water, fresh socks, boxers. Well, it was after the freeze where you were probably in high. Were you in the high school during the freeze?
I think I was in middle school.
So that would have been February of 14?
Yeah, I was in middle school.
Yeah. Well, she was barely potty trained the last time that LeBron, KD, and Steph were not in the second round of the NBA playoffs. How old were you in 2005?
5 or 4.
4 or 5, depending on when. KD, Steph, and LeBron not in the round 2 for the first time since 2005. George W. Bush was the president. Did you see there? Number 1 song in America.
What, in 2005?
Yeah.
Oh, 2005, the number 1 song. So this would have been May of 2005.
And this is from Yahoo Sports that gives me this song.
I don't know. Give me a hint.
I'll give you the title. You tell me the artist.
Okay.
We Belong Together.
Oh, your girl.
No.
Taylor Swift, is it not?
No, it's Mariah,
Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, yeah. Yep. It does sound like a Taylor Swift song, though. That's what it was in 2005, the last time those three were not in the second round. Tell us about Hemphill, my friend.
205-229-2090, going to be 87 on Thursday from what I hear right here in Birmingham, touching the 90s, other parts of Alabama. Make sure that AC unit ready to keep up with this changing weather. Contact the best. That is our friends at Hemphill Services, Adam, Chad, Andrew, 205-229-2090 or HemphillServices.com.
Do you guys agree with this? Running back coach Georgia Tech, Norval McKenzie, tweets last night outside of Piggly Wiggly, and he says, if there's one of these on the recruiting trail, go to the nearest high school. There's some ballers at that high school, I promise you. He says, if you got a high school is anywhere near a Piggly Wiggly, you'll find some great recruits there. Is Piggly Wiggly just an Alabama thing?
No, I don't think so.
Because I was reading about Piggly Wiggly that Clarence Saunders, who was the founder of Piggly Wiggly, actually invented the shopping cart.
Really?
That he was the guy that came up with a cart to roll around the store to put your items in.
That makes the most sense.
I'm thinking about this.
Do you guys ever go between, like, I can't decide if I get the basket or the cart?
Yes. And then whenever I get the cart, I have, like, two things in it.
Yeah, and you get the basket, and you're carrying stuff.
Yeah, it's cutting off the circulation
other side.
In my arm.
It is always best to get the cart.
But the Piggly Wiggly thing, I'm thinking about the schools around here that...
Well, I mean, the
are
pig
near Piggly Wiggly.
Homewood, so you've got Homewood and Vestavia are close by.
And
John
then
Carroll.
You've got the newest pig. What is it, on 41?
Yep, out there. So you got that brings in Chelsea
Mountain
to
meet
Spain Park. Mountain Brook's got one. Mountain Brook. You did a few. I always thought the pig was a state Alabama thing, so it's not.
Maybe it is.
It's a southern thing. I'm going to get a map for you.
Yeah, okay. A buddy of mine, guy that listens to the show, who you know, Brad, his father-in-law owned some pigs up in North Alabama, so maybe it is.
Yeah, but this guy is recruiting for Georgia Tech. Maybe he is rolling through the area.
Let's see.
Store locations. Rockstar's going to pop this up.
Nope.
They're all.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow. Well, yeah. I mean, it's the entire SEC footprint. You can have the rest. If there's a Piggly Wiggly close by, there are recruits.
There's a pig in New Hampshire?
Maybe that's where their headquarters is. So,
wow.
Yeah. So there you go.
Learn something new every day.
If there is a pig close by, looking at that map, you damn sure better bet there's a good football player close by. Let's do trash. Hit it, Rockstar.
Hey, boys. So you got USFL football coming to town this weekend, huh? You excited about that?
Yeah.
LT's Trash is presented by Mortgage Right. Mortgages done the right way.
It's spring buying season, and our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. They were veteran-founded here in Birmingham, offer loans throughout the country, and while the area they serve may have grown, their commitment to Birmingham and veterans has not changed. Before you take the next steps on a new home purchase or refinance, talk with the team at Mortgage Right. There is no cost or obligation to find out what you qualify for. You can get more info by going to their website, mortgageright.com/TNR. Call their Birmingham office on Highway 280, 205-900-7200, NMLS 2239. Equal housing lender. We start first. I had this sent to us from one of our listeners. It's pretty crazy. After the family cat mysteriously vanished, Carrie Clark said she tried everything to find her, from paper flyers, social media posts, and searching every nook and cranny of her Utah neighborhood. On April 17th, a week after Galena's disappearance, Clark received a call from more than 600 miles away from home.
No way.
Turns out, 7 days of searching didn't work because the family cat took an impromptu trip to the Golden State. Clark went on to say, quote, I got a call that changed everything. Her microchip was scanned. I was immediately notified via text, and a vet called me to say that Galena was in California.
Now, when we used to park outside growing up in the mud puddle, occasionally when it was cool outside and cats didn't have a place to go inside,
go in the car,
they would sometimes get up in the near the engine to stay warm at night. And
there's a good way to end a cat, by the way.
There had been stories of cars cranking and chopping up cats, but
it's a heavy sleeper.
This one's crazy though. Clark said that without her and her family's knowledge, Galena hopped inside of a package full of products they were returning to Amazon.
Oh.
After the box was sealed and shipped off, the cat went on a 6-day adventure without food or water before ending up in a return center in Riverside. An employee of the return center opened the box and, to her surprise, found Galena safe and sound. She then took a cat to a vet, which scanned the microchip, alerted the Clark family that Galena was found. So Galena went 6 days, no food, no water, and boxed up.
And imagine how they treat those boxes.
Kicking it.
Yeah, they're slamming that thing down, dropping it from a story high.
I'm more concerned now that they don't check what's in the boxes before they tape it up and ship it out.
Yeah, I don't know.
How could they check everything in the box? Because you are the ones.
To.
No, you're the ones that tape it up and send it.
No, they can't do that. Because if I was a terrorist, I could put anything I want in there. They've got to check the box.
There's a way they scan it on the outside. But like if I go to UPS or FedEx and I drop a package, it gets sent right there.
Yeah, it's got to be scanned somehow.
But how do they? I don't understand how they sealed that thing up without realizing that there was an animal in it, and then put it in their car to drive it and didn't hear the cat. Like, probably it had to have been clawing, trying to get out.
Yeah, or at least meowing.
Yeah. Minimum wage employee, probably. Hey, I hear something purring, but he's not that big of a deal.
He's not paying attention to the x-ray screen and the cat's in there like this.
That was our friend Tommy Firestick that sent that
that's
story
a crazy
to us.
Story.
Thank you, Tommy.
Yeah, really
Rusty's got a good point. Cat does have 9 lives. Chance he died 7 times on the way to California.
True.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't think a dog would have made it.
No.
So offbeat holidays in May. Saturday, May 4th.
These.
Yeah, that's what Brown would have said,
Brown?
Right?
Brown, is that you?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, God?
Yep.
God, Brown?
Yep.
May 4th is also May the 4th be with you, right?
Yeah.
It is. It's a struggle for me. Do you do May the 4th be with you or Kentucky Derby Day?
It's Kentucky Derby Day this Saturday.
It's going to be Darth Vader with a fancy hat.
150 years of Churchill Downs? I think it's 150 years old.
You've been.
I have.
Yeah. I think it's one of those that, like, I would go again, but I don't need to go again.
The only way I'm going back is if I'm going...
You get to wear one of those hats?
Yeah, if I'm going back as a patron in a higher-end area. Like, I've gone...
Seersucker.
I've gone in the infield, where it's basically debauchery and mudslinging because
it's
wet.
The only place I've been is
And I've
infield.
Gone as a media person. If I go back, I want to go where I'm sipping champagne and I've got on
Seersucker.
Does
Maggie
want
to go and wear a hat?
She would say no. That'd be another event I would go to by myself.
Tuesday, May 7th, National Outdoor Intercourse Day. Never heard of this one, Rocky.
I just write them, guys.
Like, who
just
made
write
that
them?
Up?
Some horny guy.
I don't know. I mean, does anybody partake?
I mean, once a year.
Can you skip a citation on that day? Wednesday, May 7th, National Have a Coke Day. We do that every day here.
Having one right now. But back to the one before that, ever on the beach? Like back in your Club La Vila days? LT?
From here to eternity?
This question.
I'm going to take the fifth.
This question is directed straight to LT, anyone else on the table here.
Take the fifth. Monday, May 13th, National Apple Pie Day. I like apple pie.
Not a big fan.
Oh, I like it with ice cream.
Oh, with vanilla ice cream.
You like a little tea?
Yeah, I like that. That's my favorite Thanksgiving because we typically have...
I never
pumpkin,
get apple pie on Thanksgiving.
My grandmother makes a bunch of different ones, but that's my favorite.
The apple is your favorite?
The apple
is my
favorite.
To me, for that, is the crust and the vanilla ice cream. I'm okay. Just give me the crust and the vanilla ice cream. I don't need the apple.
The
filling.
Hell with the fruit.
Yeah.
Friday, May 17th, National Pizza Party Day. If it was this Friday, we know they would be having a pizza party because we're gone.
Yep.
Wednesday, May 22nd, World Goth Day. Tyler, you a fan?
He's not in here, but no. Tyler's more of an anime skate guy. Goth is where you wear all black all the time and eyeliner and don't look at me. What were you dressed like? You have a collar around your neck with chains.
Oh, my gosh. Like, what are those things called? Furries.
Yes. Oh, furries.
Friday, May 31st, flip-flop day. Are you a flip-flop fan?
Don't know why.
Why are you looking at me? How many
because
times
everyone's feet will be exposed.
How many times do you see me in flip-flops?
No,
it's Christmas.
I'm not talking about you wearing flip-flops.
See, this goes back to what I told that interview we did with the folks from Over the Mountain Journal or whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, they were like, he was like, how do you, this team all blends together so well, blah, blah, blah. I said, well, we have one common thing and problem. All new employees can realize they fit in really quickly if they just take shots at me. I'm the punching bag.
Wait,
I can unite the team.
No, you like feet.
That's so overplayed.
Women's feet.
No,
women's
it is
feet.
Not overplayed.
It is overplayed. It is, I think women's feet only, can be attractive, but yeah. It's more of a turnoff when they're bad feet. It's not like I go searching for feet.
Right.
But if you have ugly feet, I think it can be a deal breaker if I was single and dating.
Okay, but yeah, so I'm just glad that you're aware of this day that a lot of people might be wearing flip-flops.
Yeah, when I think flip-flops, I always think of Clay Travis. First 10 years we knew him, that's all I saw him in.
Yeah, Hollywood.
Really?
Yeah, including at a club in Atlanta one time.
Oh, God.
Everyone's favorite lasagna-loving cat has a new role at Motel 6 in Biloxi. Ahead of the premiere of Garfield, the movie in theaters on May 24th, the campaign by Motel 6 advertises Garfield as its new chief pet officer.
No, thank you.
A role created to help make traveling with pets easier, safe, and more fun. According to Adam Cannon, the chief brand officer of G6 Hospitality, quote, Garfield is well known for his appreciation of naps, so he's an expert when it comes to a comfortable night's rest. Motel 6 has been welcoming pets for free for more than 60 years and is one of the top reasons guests stay with us. Garfield will help take our love of our four-legged friends to the next level. So they are going to have 10 Motel 6 locations across the country where the decor, as you see right here, is orange. Cat towers, pet food, water bowls, and more.
He loves lasagna, but they have blankets of pizza.
That's disgusting.
Can I just tell you how small that room is? Look how from the edge of the bed to the right wall it is. That is not a big room.
How long before the lunch fridge are staying a night in that thing?
Can we talk about how the pictures above the beds literally look like they have its painting tape hanging them up on the edges?
Oh, it really does. The blue frame makes it look like they painted that picture up there.
Yeah, I'm going to say they threw this thing together pretty quickly.
It's disgusting. I hate everything about that.
It's an Auburn orange, though.
That no.
It's more like Tennessee orange.
Yeah, it's more Tennessee.
I was just trying to lure her in.
No, I don't like it. I don't like anything about it.
So Californians hoping to become the top 5% earners in their state need to be making, on average, do you want to take a guess, to be top 5% of the state of California, what do you need to earn on average?
To be top 5%?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a big difference in top 1% and top 5%.
Yeah, but in California,
celebrities.
It's very different than here. I'm going to say you've got to be earning $2.1 million a year to be top 5%.
Wow. What? Yeah. I was going to say like $100 million.
That's awesome. That's a lot of money.
Yeah, but think about the people that live in California.
I know, but you got that's a very populated state, yeah. Too.
And how expensive it is. Troy goes $4.5 million.
Oh, my gosh. The top 5%, $600,000. So this story is apparently not going to blow anybody away. Okay, if I change it to Alabama, what do you think the top 5%? You just think about one out of 20 of your friends.
The top 5% here would be $200,000.
How can you have that massive gap?
Because everything's more expensive in California.
Well, you just saw the difference in the Big Mac. It is, yeah. But there's, as he said, the populace is crazy.
Massive taxes and everything. And as Taylor says, that's where all the movie stars.
Yeah, but like, you got to think of the population. There's not just place of all movie stars and musicians.
I mean, what is it in Alabama?
Okay, for Californians hoping to join the prestigious club, you got to have an average income of $613,602. Report. Highest in Washington, D.C., where to be in the top 5%, $719,000. Alabama, $370,000.
Wait, I feel like there's so many more people in California that make so much more money than that. Which I know that that's a lot of money, but
there
think
are,
about the people
the
that live there.
The population of California is, what, 50 times what the population of Alabama is?
But you also got a huge homeless state. There's a huge, a lot of people that don't have jobs. That
you got
have
a lot of
terrible jobs.
Yeah,
like there's a lot of people that have
minimum
great jobs,
wage.
More have less.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I guess I didn't take that into consideration. But I still think, I don't know.
Okay, this is an interesting story. If you see something zero calories, do you feel like you can eat as much of it as you want?
I probably did originally, but I know it's not good for me because it's zero calories for a reason. It's got something in it.
Okay, I like the Tic Tac. You don't get a lot unless you eat the entire thing, but they are advertised as zero calories. So according to a story posted on Reddit by user Dumpster Puff, he became obsessed with eating the fruit adventure flavors of the Tic Tac. I was always traditional orange. But I'm sure the fruit adventure is good.
They all taste the same. Like, the fruit adventure is awesome.
Man, but orange tastes like baby aspirin back in the day.
Yeah, I liked it, though. It didn't bother me. Now, the man became so obsessed, in fact, that he began buying the containers in bulk, throwing back 1 to 2 packages of these every single day.
Oh, my God.
Now, quote, keep in mind that on the nutrition label, it says serving size is 1 candy and is listed as 0 calories, which I thought was awesome because I could have as many as I wanted. However, after he began his Tic Tac addiction, something unexpected began to happen. In short, he gained around 40 pounds.
Tic Tac,
Confused, he went to a doctor who referred him to a weight loss specialist. This is where he discovered the error of his ways. Quote, I had a virtual visit with her today, and during it, I was fiddling around with an empty container in my hands. She saw it and asked where I got such a large container from, so I told her about it and how I eat 1 to 2 of those every single day. She asked why those weren't on my food tracker, and I said it's because they're 0 calories, so they wouldn't count.
That's awesome.
Now, it turns out they do count. As Tic Tacs are less than 5 calories per serving, they can legally be listed as having 0 calories despite being basically pure sugar. Went on to say, so essentially, since each container has 200 pieces, I was typically having 1 or 2 of those. I was eating close to 800 calories a day of Tic Tac. Tic Tacs.
So, 800 calories of sugar, pure sugar.
In addition to whatever you're eating for breakfast, lunch, dinner, snack.
So he was eating 400 Tic Tacs a day, gained weight, and was confused as to why that was happening.
Can I see his meth teeth?
They didn't provide a picture.
Mm. Wait, I saw...
But spectacular breath.
Yeah.
This was a Reddit story?
Yes.
Okay, I was scrolling on TikTok yesterday and saw a Reddit story of this girl... this girl was reading the Reddit story. She said, here's a story about how I found out I've been dating my biological brother for 6 years. And I was like, what in the world?
These are the things you need to send us.
Well, I didn't realize I was having to dig into it because the girl that was reading the story had gotten it from somewhere else. Like, she wasn't the source.
There's tons of subreddits. So I think, like, there's Am I the Asshole, which is like, AMIA, where you type in, like, I did this. I went to a bridal party and I wore a white gown. Is that wrong?
So is Reddit a rabbit hole? You start looking.
Anything. Oh, yeah. If you want Lakers, if you want Rams, there's a subreddit for anything.
I've never been
want.
On it.
Yeah. I'm on it every day.
I'm scared to get on.
Finish the story. How did she find out?
It was some sort of thing to where they were both put up for adoption. And I don't think that their parents, either of their families, told them that they were adopted. Until later on.
Wow.
And then somehow, I can't remember. I'll post the video of the girl telling the full story because it was lengthy. But that, yeah, she was like, we met and we got along so well, all this stuff. And I was just like, eesh.
Just throwing it out there. Next episode of Uncorked. Have her on.
Yeah, I need to find out who the girl is, though. Yeah, I'm sure I could find it.
Not the girl who...
The girl who it actually happened story, to, yeah. Not the girl who shared the story.
Uncorked, Taylor Swift join us, not Taylor Swift, Taylor Korn join us today. You can follow Uncorked on all of our platforms there. Like and subscribe. New edition coming out. She's asking for questions now. LT and her are working on something new as well. We appreciate you being with us. Tim Melton working on The Meltdown. That's live today, 2 Central, every day, Monday through Friday. That is Trash, brought to you by our friends at Mortgage Right.
Hey, if you're looking for a new home, our friends at Mortgage Right are here to help. Whether you're a first-time buyer or a seasoned home-buying veteran, their great service and low rates make the process easy. And speaking of veterans, they are veteran-founded right here in Birmingham. So remember, whether you're looking for your final home or your first home, whether you have a big down payment or need 100% financing, Mortgage Right is your one-stop shop for mortgages. Visit them online, MortgageRight.com. Or call Birmingham office 205-900-7200.
And our friends at Champy's Chicken, Champy's world famous fried chicken on Highway 119 in Alabaster, they bring you this hour. We all love them. You will too. Just swing by there one time. Say hi to Sterling and the crew. Brined overnight, cooked to order. It's Champy's Chicken, champyschicken.com, home of the Mississippi Delta recipe tamale.
Everything Next Round is on demand now in the podcast section. At nextroundlive.com.
This hour of the Next Round is presented by the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, now featuring 7 days of giveaways with your chance to win a share of up to $125,000. The more you visit the Birmingham Racecourse Casino, the more chances you have to win.
There is no better place to watch your favorite sporting events and enjoy great food than one of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons. The TVs are everywhere with your favorite sports, and the menu is second to none. From the great appetizers like the waffle cheese fries to the Avery Island salad, handhelds like the all-new chicken bomber, bistro specialties with a special taste of the bayou, the amazing hand patty burgers, the great po' boys, and the specialty drinks. Visit any of the three great Birmingham locations of Walk-Ons, Greystone, Stadium Trace in Hoover, and the brand new location in Trussville.
Storm season is here. Make sure you have a plan of action in place right now. Greg from Pell City and Storm Restoration Roofing should be your first call when storms hit. Insurance companies love working with Storm Restoration Roofing because of Greg Nelson's name and reputation in the industry. When storms hit, call Greg Nelson. He's local. 205-542-3531. He's the home of the free no-cost roof inspection. Greg from Pell City on Facebook. 205-542-3531. It's Storm Restoration Roofing.
Start your day online with our website, nextroundlive.com, for the latest videos, podcasts, and college football stories. It's also a great way to stream the show or shop in the Next Round store. Stay connected by visiting nextroundlive.com.
Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, is back May 12th through 14th on Logan Martin Lake in Pell City. It is Bama's biggest in-water boat show with more than 100 boats and vehicles on display, vendors and food trucks, live music all weekend long, and it is free public admission. Don't forget the Friday night fireworks show, free Velcro Pygmies concert Saturday, free mimosas for Mom on Mother's Day Sunday. LoganMartinLakeFest.com for more info. It's the annual Logan Martin Lake Fest and Boat Show, presented by AmFirst, May 12th through 14th, LoganMartinLakeFest.com. Things fall apart. There's even a book about it, but that doesn't mean you have to break the bank to fix them. Ryan Brown here for the Next Round. Our friends at Mortgage Right have a new renovation option that will make repairs and other home improvements easy. If you've recently purchased a home and find yourself short on cash, or you're looking to buy a fixer-upper, Mortgage Right's renovation loan program can help you spruce up your space. Repairs can be made to your roof, plumbing, flooring, and more with the help of top-notch mortgage professionals. So get your fix by visiting MortgageRight.com/TNR and MLS 2239 Equal Housing Lender.
Maybe you follow us on Instagram, Facebook, X, LinkedIn, or TikTok while we're changing the game yet again. Tyler's Telegrams has been developed exclusively for you.
Hi, this is the lovable boy you know as Tyler the Intern. I'm a businessman now. I will come directly to your door and tell you every time a new piece of TNR content drops. For the low, low price of $740,000, you can be notified by me, one of the biggest stars of the Next Round, about that thing you missed. Sure. The rest of those social media services are free, but so is radio, and we all know how well that's trending.
Tyler's Telegrams is currently operating exclusively in Bibb County. Other social media platforms are available everywhere.
All right, final segment of the show here. I don't know if anybody else had an electrical hit. We had one this morning up here whenever the thunderstorms were rolling through, so I'll try to guesstimate on the clock. And try to get us out of here on time, but it's no big deal whether we get out of here on time or not. But it is a big deal if you make it out to the Regents Tradition Golf Tournament. That's coming up very soon, May 8th through the 12th. But I want to tell you about the Wednesday Drummond Company Pro-Am, because I love Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, but the Pro-Am on Wednesday is a must-do if you've never done it. Just to be out there when the stars are playing in the Celebrity Pro-Am. Every team's got somebody you know on it, whether it's, say, Riley Greene or Hugh Freeze or Charles Barkley or Alabama coaches Nick Saban, Nate Oates, and Kalen DeBoer. They're all going to be there. Drummond Company Pro-Am on Wednesday. We'll be out there from the White Claw tent just off the 10th green. We'll be up there. Now, that's a specialty area. You won't be able to get up and hang out with us. But if you got tickets to that, you'll be able to hang out with us as we broadcast live from out there. As we always do, the Regents Tradition. You can get your tickets, RegentsTradition.com, RegentsTradition.com. And as I've done now, I think this will be like my fifth year in a row, I'll be on the first tee in the morning announcing all the celebrity tee times as they hit their first tee shot. So we'll have some fun with that coming up May 8th through the 12th, RegentsTradition.com. All right, what's been the one story today that has caught your interest? Has it been the Alabama portal? Has it been the Jaren Stevenson news that he's, you know, at least testing the NBA waters, leaving open the door to come back? Has it been the pursuit of the college football folks of paying players? Has it been the NBA playoffs where all of a sudden, there's no KD, there's no Steph, and there's no LeBron. What caught your fancy today?
Well, quickly on the NBA, Joel Embiid has missed the shoot-around because of migraines. Man, that guy, it doesn't matter. There's always some kind of ailment when it comes to him down 3-1 right now to the New York Knicks. Probably just because it's a lot to digest on what's going on with the NCAA and the payment of players, because it's just non-stopping and ever-changing. I probably would say Grant Nelson. And I know that broke yesterday.
Right.
But I think that is... I think that's a big, big deal for Alabama basketball.
Because you think the ceiling is high for this guy.
Yeah, I think you really started to see him get confidence as a player towards the end of the season. So I think that will carry over.
In post-draft news, and there are betting odds out there, but I just want to read to you the order of the quarterbacks, and you tell me if you think it's a good quarterback class next year. In order that they think they will be drafted next year: Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers. I will stop right there before I move on. Shedeur Sanders, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers. All three of those first rounders? Do you think Shedeur Sanders is the first quarterback taken next year?
I do not. I think Carson Beck will be the first quarterback taken. I think those three will be first round.
Okay, the next list in order now.
Now, Shadur's got to stay healthy, and Quinn has got to stay healthy and be more consistent.
In order, after that, Drew Aller, Jalen Milroe, Jackson Dart, Cam Ward. Any of those first-round guys?
Maybe. I mean, a lot of upside, but it's still...
Milroe may have the biggest upside of the group.
Still a lot of polishing. Yeah, I mean, Milroe has a ton of upside. I mean, when you look at the size, the way he throws a deep ball, I mean, if he can get more accurate underneath and completely cut out mistakes, which he got so much better in the second half of the season, yeah, Milroe could be a game changer. But I don't know. I mean, I could see Milroe, you know, kind of maybe have a subpar year this year.
Travis,
I don't think he will, but it wouldn't blow me away.
Travis Hunter, Shedeur's teammate at Colorado, or Shedeur's, Travis's teammate, however you want to look at it, dual threat guy. I think he'll only play corner in the NFL.
I would agree.
Do you think he gets drafted before Shedeur does?
I do.
I do too.
Yeah. I think Travis Hunter will be a top 10 guy.
Yeah.
And Shedeur, you know, does he play a full 12 games this year? How productive is he? How bad is the offensive line? Do they get to a point where they're 1-5 and he gets shut down? I mean, there's just a lot of things that can happen with Shedeur. As far as just a talented quarterback, he is an NFL quarterback.
NFL quarterback? I agree with you.
Yeah.
Never seen him with, you know, complete NFL talent around
him.
Yeah,
would love to see him with a great offensive line.
Yeah, so we don't have to scramble as much.
Yeah.
Yeah. Appreciate you guys being with us today. Brownie back with us tomorrow as we continue to roll towards the start of the college football season. A lot of big events between now and then, including our first trip to Dallas for SEC Media Days, which comes your way in July. We're working on that already up here. Don't forget to get the Meltdown at 2 o'clock Central Time today, as always, on our platform here. Just look for the Meltdown button and look for new podcasts and old ones as they get updated wherever you get your podcasts, including Apple and Spotify. We're back with you tomorrow at 9 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, God bless you and God bless America.